And the title is Inwardly Being Renewed. Invite our pastor to come and share the message. Welcome to everyone and our friends who have come to worship and commemorate the Lunar New Year with us. This is the year of the cat. Anybody born in the year of the cat? Dear congregation, so whether we are born, with what animal it is, that's not important. Many think that if we born in some year, then we may be better than others kind of animals. None of that is true. It's just superstition. Each one of us are made the same by God on this earth, but the way we conduct our life is different, and we have certain values. And in this spring, I like to share that inwardly being renewed based on the key verse that Paul has wrote to the Corinthians. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Dear congregation, when I was young, I had a cat. When I grew up, when I was in my hometown, I had a white cat, very beautiful, but he could not catch any mice. But he liked to go out and play hide and seek with a mouse there. And if they see a mouse coming out, then he hit himself. And then if there's a mouse, the cat will raise his head again, and they were playing. But there's one thing very upsetting that my brothers and my mother, when we walk through, and then somewhere the cat just jumped out and cling to the foot, and then the two hind leg is kicking, and then it bit leg. None of our family members will escape this victimship from the cat. At least one time was bitten by this cat. And one time he, during the day the cat sleep, but at night he went away somewhere. We couldn't see. And we have a ceiling and there are a spout. And then riding the spout, the cat would go away at night somewhere. And so we were cooking by coal or some of the soup was in the spout. And when the cat went back to home, then his white coat become gray, darkened. And from there, one time, I didn't know where the cat went, and he would never return again. Here congregation, maybe the cat is some kind of animal that has two influences. Sometimes it is very gentle attitude, and we love this gentleness from the cat. But sometimes when the cat is angry, he is very ferocious. And like Halloween, we see the image of the black cat with the ferocious face and express something very ominous about the cat. And with a cat, when they sleep in the daytime, they are very cute. Yeah, but when they are angry, even the dog is afraid of the cat, because the cat has a nail that hit into the palm. But when they are angry, these sharp nails start to show out. And so we can see that there are two different attitudes of a cat. One is very cute and gentle, but one side is very ferocious. And I like to share this one thing here. The Christian could not have two different lives like that, like a cat. When we are happy, we are gentle to everyone. And when we are unhappy, we talk bad about others. And so, based on this 2 Corinthians chapter 4, there are 3 points I'd like to share with you. First is that the outward man. Paul said, do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly is any one of us that the body outwardly, and because of the busyness of life, it makes us very tired. Sometimes we are sick, we feel pain when we old, our health deteriorates. And so the life, we born, we get sick, we get old, and that is everybody is facing in life. And we become deteriorating outwardly. But when we see outwardly, deteriorate, the Bible said, the reason for our suffering is because of sin. Sin appeared that caused us to have suffering and pain. When God created us, it's very good. We have a good attribute to live in peace with God in the Garden of Eden, full of happiness. At one time, the devil appeared and deceived, and the human disobeyed. And because of this deceitfulness from Satan, the human race fall into sin. So God said, do not eat that tree. The sin could be small, but its consequences is very great. Dear congregation, and sin and suffering, because we are lacking of the blessing of God. We face many difficulties, especially like giving birth is very painful. And then the sin continue to become murderer because of jealousy and base their dependency on their own wisdom. And so we become deceitful. We are fighting to each other to find a better way to live. So the more we are further from God, our life become to go down. Suffering is not because we are disobedient. We are a stranger to God, which brings suffering. And because of modern technology, they are producing many food that will give us, make us healthier, or the cosmetics that make our face younger. But there is no kind of product that will change the heart of man. Wherever they are, we are thinking about ourselves first. We are fighting for our benefit, and we trample others on our foot. And those become, when became sin in our heart, even when we are sin. It's mine. It's mine. And time passes. We are afraid of the world, that everybody will be deteriorated with this body. Even our soul is deteriorated. Whatever we have, maybe some possession or some inheritance, and finally, all of that will pass away in the next generation. We could not do whatever we could for our destiny on this earth. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Jeremiah 17:9. Your congregation, because God loved us, that God created us, and He gave us, God sent His Son to save us from our sinful nature. And now, we need to change inwardly. Outwardly, we will deteriorate, but inwardly, we have to become renewed. Christ has been born to save each of us from our suffering and our sin. And that's the reason for suffering. And they are full of suffering as sinners. God has created, sent His Son into the world to save us. And so all of our Paul says in the Hebrew, therefore we do not lose heart. What reason did Paul say, do not lose heart, not be afraid? Because he recognized one thing. Outwardly, we are material, but inwardly, we are being renewed day by day. When we are changed, and the way, it will change the way of life as well. When we seek the Lord, whoever know, he will also destined to become conformed to the image of his son. Religion cannot change our heart. Only God can change our heart, our sinful nature. They find religion, but religion can give us a little bit of peace among this busyness of life, but only the renewal of God can bring us the true peace in the heart of a Christian, of a believer, though they are walking in the valley of the shadow of death. Religion is a effort so that we can rescue our own, but we depend on the saving grace of God to save us. And when a sinful sinner repents, it is a wonderful thing. There's a story about two monkeys are playing with the coconut, and then the coconut suddenly went dropped into a deep pool of mud, and one of the monkeys jumped into the mud and to take the coconut ball, and then he wiped his hand above his tail. And when he was about to get out of the pool, that he can continue to sing in the left foot. The left foot keeps singing. And then he tried to right leg, but the right leg continued to sing into the mud deeper. And only at the ankle, and now to the knee. And the mud overtake the body. And he was so afraid. This monkey in the pool, hey, help me, help me. And on the other monkey, on the right leg, keep jumping back and forth. So this monkey said, hey, Nanyan, you have a beard. Why don't you hold on to your beard? You are strong. You can pull yourself up from your beard. And then he continued to pull on his beard. The more that he pulled his beard, and then he just cut out his beard. And then the more he moved, the more deeply he sunk into this mud. Now, there is no way for this monkey. And the other one on the land keep moving back and forth. Hey, save yourself, save yourself. But afterward, the one, the mud began to pull up to his chin, to his nose, and then finally, we could only see the two hands of the monkey in the mud. Dear communities, sin is the pool of mud. It will pull us down. But the hand of God from heaven is reaching down to us, giving us grace. When we are sinking, who among us who want to give our hand for God to hold our hand and pull us up from the pool of sin? God has changed the soul of the sinner. The third point, the renewal each day. We outwardly are deteriorating, but inwardly we are renewed day by day. This is something that the Lord does for the believer. The change and the renewal for those who put faith in the Lord. So they will become more like the image of Christ. The renewal is because we are going to the church, or somebody who comes is renewed. Not because we practice religious activities that we will have the renewal of the soul. No, none of that. The renewal only happens when we put our faith, has a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. That change is not based on religious activities, but because of a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear congregation, the renewal also inwardly, it is renewal day by day. Paul said the progress of renewal is because of the relationship between us and God. Each one day will be deeper and deeper. It is a concrete change that we can feel, we can recognize. Paul said, do not lose heart. the renewal becomes something concrete on our minds. In this first day, I'd like to share with you one thing, the relationship with God, we can experience the strength. Though outwardly we are wasting away, but inwardly we are being renewed day by day. That is the experience of anyone we put our faith in Christ. It's a wonderful experience that you could not buy in the world or can find in any other thing because of sin. So I like to conclude with this, the story of a cat. In one day, a cat went out and he met a fox. The fox is famous for having many tricks, many wisdom. And so the fox looking down on the cat said, "How are you, fox?" And fox said, and he was looking down this cat and looked from top to down. And he said, with pride, "You, how can you dare to ask me about my health? What kind of skill do you have, cat?" And the cat, with that despising words, he said, "I don't have anything. There's only one thing I know. You have a skill too?" And the cat said, "Every time the dog comes, I jump up to the tree. And then that dog could not chase me anymore. And that's the only thing I know. And when the dog came, I just jumped to the tree." And the fox was laughing, despising this cat. "Hey," with pride, the fox said, "You have only one, me. I know 100 tricks to survive. But I also have a pocket full of wisdom. You make me feel like ashamed for yourself, cat. I will teach you how to survive the dogs." And then there's a hunter with a lots of dogs following him. And then the cat jumped on the tree. Hey, can you use your pack of tricks to escape?" And then the fox continued to search, but he couldn't find anything. And finally, all the dogs jumped on top of the fox. And so on top of the tree, the cat said, "Hey, you said you have many tricks to escape. Why did you let the dogs jump on you? If you only have one skill like me, you are already safe up on this tree." Dear congregation, that teach us a lesson in the new year. The change of inwardly is the only way for us to live among a sinful nature in this world. The renewal of inwardly will cause you to face difficulties, many challenges, but you can feel the peace inside. There's a king when he was first Israel. David said, "Though I walk through the valley of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me." I wish that the experience of David and Paul, that experience of many believers that can experience the renewal of the heart, soul, and mind. And in this new year, I wish all of you to experience this new renewal in your place. We will not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Let's all read together this key verse for this message. Let's read. "Therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." Let's pray. Dear congregation, we are thankful for what you have done. Though we are facing sickness, difficulties, we may face with old age, with bad health, but you have changed our mind and heart so that that renewal that we have forgotten that. We have forgotten that we are sick. We have forgotten that we are facing difficulty because of this renewal inwardly, that we have the peace from you. We are thankful because you have done it for me, for my brother and sister. And so, and with Paul and David, that you will also cause a renewal in our friends here. May we have a renewal in this new year of our heart, mind, and soul. May you continue to bless us, and we worship you, that your word will touch our heart, that teach us. May you bless us so we understand your heart, your word to touch our heart. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.